Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex and Raz Stephen with this episode entitled Building Your Deaf Child's Self-Confidence. In this segment, we will share with you the importance of supporting your child and building their confidence. We will share a little of our experience. Please download our free story, PDF and audio, by going to www.deafparenting.com. Again, the title is Building Your Deaf Child's Self-Confidence.
As parents, it's important to build your child's self-confidence. And this applies to all children, deaf or hearing, or any other special needs. One of the easiest ways to build your child's confidence is to support his or her passion. So we want to share our experience today with you and tell you how you can do it. For example, if your child loves soccer, music, swimming, gymnastics, or any other activity, use this activity to build their confidence. And we would like to share our experience with our deaf son, Larry. Larry loved sports from a toddler. That was even before we found out he was deaf, or even before we knew sign language. He would sit or lie in front of the TV and just watch sports, all sorts of sports. Just all day he would just do that. And Larry was a very active toddler. So he would, you know, jump, run, climb, do all sorts of things. So we would notice what kept him interested for an extended period of time. And we were kind of happy when he was looking at sports. So while Larry attended Kendall Demonstration Elementary School on the Gallaudet University campus, he played basketball, but he always had surplus energy.
Yeah, he played basketball and some soccer there too, growing up in Kendall. But when we moved to Massachusetts, Larry was around 10 years old, and he started playing formally, I should say, in the Town League in Marlborough. Just about that time, Larry started reading soccer magazines, you know, for children around his age, because we also wanted to get him, you know, get his reading skills improve also. So we had him reading what he enjoyed, soccer magazines and other sports magazines. Larry told Raz and I to sit down, and he outlined his plan for his future with soccer. He wanted to play soccer for the Marlborough Town League, the Massachusetts club level, the Olympics, World Cup soccer internationally. He wanted to be a pro soccer player. Raz and I said, yes, we will support him, even though we had no idea how all this was going to be accomplished. But Larry led and we supported. Larry achieved all his soccer goals except playing on the World Cup soccer level. He played for the highest club level in Massachusetts, for one of the most elite clubs. He played in Cal State University Northridge for his school. He played on the USA's men's deaf soccer Olympic team. You can read our story for complete details on how Larry accomplished his goals.
Yeah. So Larry's experience with soccer built his self-confidence tremendously. And it's something that we never dreamed about. And we just saw it grow and explode, and his confidence just emerged, his self-confidence, and made him such a strong person. And this really, really helped him with peer pressure as a teenager. And he would save his allowance to purchase his team's favorite jersey, so whichever professional team or country he was back in, he would purchase their jerseys, and he wore them frequently to school. So, you know, everybody knew he loved soccer, and everybody would see him in a jersey. And I think that really showed that he was a strong person. And the other kids, well, he didn't get involved with a lot of the other things that the other kids were doing. And the reason why, he was serious about soccer and his health. And he started eating right. So he was, you know, drinking water instead of soda, eating salads, doing exercises,
a lot of fruits,
taking care of himself, and he was interested in his soccer and his schoolwork, and he didn't have a lot of time for different other things. So he didn't get involved in such activities as smoking cigarettes in high school, etc., which I think was such a big plus for us.
Yeah, it was really a blessing in disguise. While playing soccer at a club level, Larry was fortunate to have a coach that valued his passion, his skills, his enthusiasm, and dedication to the game. And deafness was not an issue. Larry was playing soccer, as we said, at the highest club level for the elite Boston Eagles club. Larry loved and respected this coach, and they have, up to this day, they have a mutual relationship. He valued the coach's advice on non-sports topics such as his education and where he should go to school and things like that. This coach advised him that education came before soccer. You can listen to our podcast with this coach by going to our podcast site, which is www.raisingdeafchildrenpodcast.com, and it's Brian Ainscough, Larry's favorite soccer coach.
And one of the things that this coach, Brian Ainscough, told us that we should allow Larry to go to university where he wanted to go.
Yes.
And one of the reasons was if he changed his major, as he was at a school that he loved, he will stay there and then he will continue his education.
Right.
And, you know, if he had to switch schools and stuff, that would really delay his graduating.
Yeah.
So he told us, he told Larry, so that helped a lot. And then he had a lot of experience with other university students and even his own personal experience. And he told Larry that you know, soccer is great. He shared the same passion as Larry.
Yes.
And but he told him education was important because nobody can take that away from you. And if you have an injury or something with sports, you know, that could affect you playing professional or anything like that. And I think, am I correct when he told Larry that if he he wished, you know, he had concentrated more or paid more attention to education?
He did, because, yeah, he came from Ireland and his first thing was just, you know, playing soccer for Division One and, you know, going into pro soccer. And, you know, one of the things he told Larry, he said, I didn't have anybody to advise me. I came here on my own and my parents wasn't around. I couldn't be around them for advice. So, you know, that's one of the things is, you know, as parents, we want to be there for our kids. And
not only that,
them.
Too, mm-hmm. The amazing thing is whatever your child's passion is, you, in addition to you as parents, they would listen to that coach or that leader.
Yeah.
And sometimes they even listen to them more or more open to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they think you as a parent is kind of preaching to them, the coach. But they so you have another ally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as parents, we all want confident children. When you build your son or daughter's self-confidence as a child, it will pay off when they become a teenager. It will help them with peer pressure. It will help them with their school. It will help them with their goals. When you build your son and daughter's self-confidence as a teenager, it pays off when they become an adult, when they are in university by themselves, when they have moved out. This is going to carry with them the rest of their lives. So we invite you today to focus on building your child's self-confidence by supporting their passion. And usually children have more than one passion. Larry's second passion was social studies and geography, completely different from soccer.
Yeah.
And that's what he ended up doing in university.
Mm-hmm.
That helped him with his communication skills, with his reading skills too. So your child has more than one passion. And, you know, self-confidence, helping your children build self-confidence is a gift you can give your child that will be with them forever. Nobody can take it away from them. And it's never too late to start. For us at Deaf Parenting, our resolution is to provide information and give you hope and help you with the challenges and joys of parenting a special needs child. let us know which topics you like to hear more on.
Yeah, and you know, the thing with self-confidence, we talk about Larry in this podcast about his passion in sports and soccer. But I just want to let parents know and people listening, his self-confidence just didn't come out on the field in soccer and with this coach and with the players. It came out in all areas of his life. And when he was choosing a school, he was confident enough to say, I want to go to the school all the way on the West Coast in California, you know. And he was confident, you know, he did his master's, he traveled, he played soccer abroad. He formed different groups. Right now, I think it's like 3 or 4 groups Larry has formed. He's on the board of directors for Deaf Inc. You know, he's involved in international committees, you know, for the deaf. So he's a leader in the deaf community. So the confidence, you know, it started, as we saw, on the soccer field and his love for soccer, but it just blossomed into all different areas of his life. And that's what you got to look at, you know, as a benefits for your children.
And you know, all this advice is just for children in general.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only additional thing you have to do if you have a deaf child is to be able to communicate with them.
And that's learning ASL.
Yeah,
sign
learning language. American Sign Language.
Yeah, American Sign Language. Yeah. So thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. Please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio of our story. We appreciate your comments and feedback. Please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will help other people on their journey. The highlight of this episode, building your child's self-confidence is very important to their future. Make sure you give them your full support. The quote of the day, all life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Please go to www.deafparenting.com and download our free story. Bye now.